You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Mavs game night tonight. Last night, SMU was in action. I think they got their 20th win. They're playing good basketball up there. And Nico Harrison was in attendance. Fans did a Fire Nico chant. And joining us now is Dallas Stars and SMU reporter Leah Asimakopoulos of the Morning News. And a good evening, Leah. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing amazing. I love this idea that Nico can't go anywhere without getting chanted and heckled. I did see a story that the Mavs are going to be a little bit more open to people voicing or showing their displeasure with Nico tonight at the Mavs game. But tell us more about the scene last night. How much volume was involved here?
Yeah, it kind of came as a surprise to all of us. We didn't expect to see Nico there, especially after what happened, I guess, just the night before it. At the Mavs game, but it wasn't too much pressure on him. There was maybe a chant or two, a Fire Nico chant that was kind of started by the student section. He was conveniently sat right next to the students, so he definitely heard it, and he stayed after the chant. He came back after halftime, stayed for probably about three quarters of the game, but they certainly let him know how they felt, and probably felt pretty comfortable knowing they couldn't get thrown out of that game.
So what was his face telling you? What was his reaction to it?
Nothing really. Kind of just kept watching the game, ignored it, just kind of kept going as if nothing was happening, which I guess you probably would expect. He seemed pretty dialed into the game. We were all wondering what he was there for, whether it was to support SMU. It didn't really seem like there was anyone from Pitt he'd really want to be watching, but he stayed for most of the game. So, yeah.
So what's going right here for the SMU basketball team, and are there prospects that Nico would theoretically be watching there?
I'm not totally sure about that, to be honest, but it has been a good season for them. I mean, they kind of had to throw their team together in a pretty short turnaround. I think Andy Enfield got hired or accepted a job around April, so he really put the team together in a few months, and it's, I think, 10 new players on the roster this year, so it's a lot of transfers, a lot of guys with 1 year of eligibility, just trying to get to the tournament, have that kind of last shot. They also brought in a 7-2 freshman center from Turkey who's been a really big part of their success, and they're excited about him. And, you know, the ACC is having a little bit of a down year, which I think has kind of played to their advantage, but also could kind of hurt them as they're on the bubble right now for a tournament spot. So they really are still kind of fighting for a marquee win.
Is Boopie Miller the best name on the team?
Yeah. Boopie Miller's been great. They brought him in. He's a Wake Forest transfer. They're actually playing Wake Forest on Saturday. He said he was pretty excited for that. He's been really, really fun to watch and kind of the name they were excited about entering the season. They brought back Chuck Harris, one of their guards from last year. So kind of the combination of them in the backcourt has been great. And also Matt Cross, another transfer they brought in, who played at Louisville, played at UMass, made a couple stops along the way. He's
you know, been a great shooter for them. Also, pretty good inside as well. So the two of them have been kind of those big transfer additions.
Hey, Lee, you might want to jump over to the AAC. Your 7'2 Turkish center might be playing for the Mavs tonight. So you might get a little, you might get a little coverage there with that, with, you know, the Mavs struggling with the link. But you mentioned, you know, with it seems like this fit for SMU overall in the ACC has gone very, very well when you look at football and the basketball. And was there any ever thought about, like, and I know people within the building were like, man, we're built for this, we'll be fine. But it seems like to me it's just gone very, very well.
Yeah, I mean, I know everyone in the building likes to say, we knew we'd be fine.
Exactly.
You know, you believe in yourself, but no one ever thinks it's going to go as well as it actually has been going. I mean, I think it's exceeded expectations even for everyone within the program. And, you know, it's not like they just decided, oh, we're going to go to the ACC
right.
in a five-month span or whatever, and then it just happens. You know, they've been planning for years for this. There was a lot of work that went into it, a lot of fundraising, a lot of just overall planning. So this has been a long journey, but yeah, to have your basketball team possibly make its first tournament appearance in, I think, 7 years, to have your football team make its first college football playoff, your volleyball team has its best season in program history, men's soccer makes the Elite Eight. I mean, it's kind of been an all-around success story. So, yeah, they're pretty pleased with how it's going, and you know, there's going to be a new president, a new athletic director, so we'll see how that all changes next year. But it's definitely been steps in the right direction.
Leah, which one gets hired first, the new president, the new AD, or are they tied together?
So they already have their new president.
Okay.
So they brought in Jay Hartzell from Texas. So
Texas,
he starts,
that's right.
I think he starts June 1st, I want to say, June 1st, July 1st. So I think he's going to be a big part of this AD search. He's not officially on the committee because he hasn't started yet, but I know that they've been pretty open about saying, you know, if they want to bring in someone who he's excited about, who he can work with. So,
sure.
You know, there's been a lot of hopes that maybe it's someone from the Texas Athletic Department. Who knows? Probably not. But, he'll be a big part of that, and they're just kind of ready for that next chapter.
Leah Simakopoulos with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Of course, does great work with the morning news. Also covers the Dallas Stars. I do want to ask you some Stars stuff as we get ready for the Four Nations. We got a game tonight, Canada and Sweden. I don't know. Do we have a Stars representative tonight? I think most of us are on Team USA in Finland. But Granlund's a new addition as well. What'd you think of that trade and how they fit in so far with the Stars?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was an exciting trade for them. I think, you know, Granlund is a player that a lot of people have really been excited about. He's a very versatile player, you know, a lot of experience. You know, he could kind of, someone that they feel like could fit in a lot of places in the lineup, just brings a lot to the table. And that's kind of what they've needed with just the injuries they've had people moving around. You know, they just need someone who can fit in where they need. And he's done that so far. Obviously not a whole lot to go off of. It's only been a few games, but you know, he has experience. He played on the line with Matthew Shane previously, I think in Nashville. So that was, you know, exciting for them to be able to put him with Duchesne and maybe Mason Marchment, kind of fill that Tyler Seguin void that's been there for so long. So I think that he brings a lot to the table, and he's an alternate captain for Team Finland. So obviously one of the top Finns in the league, and you know, they love their Finns here in Dallas.
Oh, they sure do. We got Lindell, of course, Roope. It's a bummer with Miro. We don't have any new information on when maybe we'll see Miro back.
No, and they've kind of said it's going to just depend on how his early recovery looks. I mean, it seems like they are pretty confident he's going to be back at some point this season, maybe late in the regular season, early in the playoffs, which, I mean, is great for someone needing surgery after the new year. So we'll see. I think it's still just kind of too early to know. And, you know, they like to be pretty quiet about their injuries. But, yeah, it's a real bummer for him. I mean, he's obviously great. And Team Finland has lost a lot of defensemen. And, you know, they needed him. So, you know, that's what kind of some of the other Finnish Stars players were saying, that that's going to be a big blow for their team this week.
Otter, the backup goalie for Team USA. Did it seem like the players were pretty pumped to get to play in this Four Nations than for the others that weren't? Like, oh, thank goodness we get a break here.
Yeah, I think I talked to Otter about it, and he said, yeah, I'd love to get to go to Cabo, but this is pretty cool too. So I think both the players that are in it and the players that are out of it are looking forward to this break. But, I mean, he especially has been very vocal about wanting to represent Team USA. He wants to be in the Olympics. He wants to be one of the best goalies in this country. And and he's proven that he can be. So, yeah, I mean, he's backing up Hellebuck tomorrow night, I believe, and hopefully we'll get to see him play at some point. But, yeah, he said this is kind of a dream come true for him, so I know a lot of people will be pulling for him.
Very exciting spring to come, Leah. Thank you so much. Enjoy covering these teams, and thank you for your insights.
Of course.
Leah Assimakopoulos, Dallas Morning News beat writer, SMU, and the Dallas Stars. Okay, of course, you know, we're fired up about tonight's basketball game. We're fired up about the NFL draft, about the Dallas Stars, them getting back in action. FC Dallas right around the corner, a flurry of trades. I'm actually making plans to get tickets. I got to go see Luke O. You know, we lost Luke O. We get Luke O. former MVP. And the guy's exciting, a player to watch. So
Cincinnati, right?
Yeah. I can't wait to take my family up there and get a look at them. But, you know, the Rangers are a huge focus. And today, pitchers and catchers reported. The question is expectations. You know, what do you expect? The Astros have taken another step back after being pretenders last year. We'll have to see that. Are the Mariners, you know, your biggest threat? We go to FanGraphs, where they, you know, have just released their updated divisional odds here for the 2024 season. What do you think? Who would you put in as the favorite, Woolchuck?
I totally didn't hear a word that you just said.
The favorite for the division?
Yeah, favorite for the AL West.
Mike Bacsik scared the hell out of me today talking about the Mariners rotation.
Yeah, their pitching staff is unbelievable.
Like, he was saying that Nathan Eovaldi, with the innings pitched and all this, would be like the sixth pitcher on the Mariners. Like that. Yeah. Like, they have five legitimate starters.
Who are just horses.
Yeah, and the problem is they don't hit.
Yeah.
They just do not hit.
I feel like that's the issue, though, with the M's. Like, we've looked at, I thought last year they would win the division.
Yeah.
And they didn't. I mean, they're a team that is just underachievers. I think the Rangers right now, like MLB.com, just had them as the favorites to win the West. They had them at 89 wins. Yeah. I do think the Rangers bounce back in a big way this year. If DeGrom can stay healthy, I think they're going to be just fine. I think the offensive numbers will be back. I'd love the addition of Berger and Jock Peterson and what they were able to do to replenish offensively.
Health, right?
And then Higashioka, is an underrated move to be able to get another catcher that also has some home run power, but to be able to platoon with Jonah Heim so his body's not as stacked throughout the season. I like the Rangers to bounce back and win this division.
Please don't let this thing fall apart early in the season because of no closer.
Oh, that would be horrible.
Please don't let it happen where all of a sudden you find a way to get a lead in the seventh or the eighth, and you get to the ninth and you can't close
and you blow
a game.
Some games, and you look up in September and it's like that's the same way you lost the division 2 years ago.
I don't think CY is going to let that happen.
No.
But, man, I'm a little nervous right now about it.
Well, we've been traumatized. They've gone on these runs where they've only, you know, managed to hold on to a couple of ninth-inning leads over the last 20 games.
Oh.
You know, you look at some of these stretches they've gone on. But FanGraphs actually has the Rangers as a slight favorite to win the division. They're approaching it from a number standpoint. It is one of the tightest division races they have seen in baseball in their time doing these preseason probabilities. So the Rangers get 33% of the likelihood, the Mariners at 31, and the Astros at 30.
Yeah, they were talking about there's a possible, like, a three-way tie.
Wow.
For the division.
Yeah, the A's have fallen off. They get 4%, and the Angels, who just, I think a Rendon injury is in the news once again.
He's having surgery again.
He hasn't played any more than like 57 games in a year since signing that big deal. But check this out. Only four times in the last 9 years has there been a division with essentially no favorite like this. So six divisions, 9 years. Out of 54 times, they define no favorite as the team with the best odds being lower than 40%. The Rangers are at 33%. So unfortunately, you know, I think unless you get a great answer at closer and DeGrom's healthy and the offense bounces back, it's probably going to be a hard-fought deal the entire summer. But FanGraphs noting in their breakdown, if you look back at the last decade, no team has won the West with less than a 33% probability, which is exactly the number the Rangers hold. Okay. So it would actually be a massive historical outlier going back a decade.
That's wild.
If the Astros or the Mariners get that done. Would you snitch on an Eagles fan today? I know you would, Wolchuk.
I would.
Don't lie.
Yep.
The police department in Philadelphia has turned to the public for help in finding the Eagles fan who tore down traffic lights during Super Bowl. I think this one's pretty easy.
Yeah.
You just find Incredible Hulk. You know what I'm saying?
Who's the strongest dude here?
They're looking for a single guy who was tearing down traffic lights. I don't know, but several traffic light poles were damaged during the festivities. Three in particular at Juniper and Market Streets were damaged beyond repair. Investigators asking anyone with knowledge of the incident to give them a call. The Steelers are facing a quarterback controversy. Both Justin Fields and Russell Wilson are going to become free agents in 2025. The Jets have informed Aaron Rodgers they'll be moving on, potentially leaving him without a team for the upcoming season. DK Sportsbook listing the Steelers as favorites to land Rodgers at plus 200. Maybe a potential matchup with Tomlin. I don't know. Like, Tomlin runs a tight ship. I think Aaron Rodgers is looking for more like a softie or a guy without power, a guy without a mandate. I think Aaron Rodgers would maybe be intimidated by the authority that Mike Tomlin asserts over his players, as he should. A 98th minute strike from Everton's James Tarkowski ignited high drama at the Merseyside Derby, which of course pits Liverpool against Everton. A 2-2 tie in the 98th minute, stoppage time, brawl after the game. You're probably going to see on SportsCenter tonight. Both managers red carded.
Yeah.
Referees did a horrible job the entire game and lost control, but a lot of emotion. Liverpool lost 1-0 in the FA Cup fourth round Saturday to a team they had no business losing to. I even forget their name right now.
Brest?
Was it Brest FC?
It wasn't Brest. It was way worse. They played
worse.
It was way worse. Yeah. They played all backups in this game, Liverpool did on Saturday, because they wanted to rest for the derby on Wednesday. Yeah. And they end up losing, or they end up tying this one as well, 2-2. But they lost the full 3 points there in the final minute. Their lead in the Premiership is still at 7 points over Arsenal with, 14 matches to play.
Yep.
So
getting close.
They're in Everton. Command, but Everton. Yes, Everton and Liverpool there at Everton's home stadium. I forget the name of it, but obviously the fans were ecstatic.
What is that place called, Everton Stadium? Oh, I'll figure it out here in a second.
Oh, no.
Ah, what is it? It's kind of a neat name.
I'm trying to see. I'm trying to find
it. Come on, Dawson, give it to me. You typed it real fast.
Goodison Park.
Goodison Park.
Goodison Park.
Darn it.
How didn't you know it was Goodison Park?
I knew it. It's got a cool name.
Come on. It's Goodison.
Have you ever been there? To Goody? They call it Goody, I think.
No. These places are really cool.
It's Goody, Goody.
It is, yeah. Some of these places are really cool.
Okay, let's talk some more baseball, Wolchuk. What do you say?
Let's freaking do it. Why not? We got theme nights and the biggest spring training storylines for the soon-to-be 2025 World Series champs. That's next in the nation.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Let's do some baseball, Wolchuk. What do you say?
Let's do it. I do just want to slide in a quick football thing. I saw this from Micah. I thought this was pretty badass. Apparently, Devontae Smith said during the Super Bowl he's already looking forward to the next. A.J. Brown said 2 days after the Super Bowl he's not satisfied with a win. Jalen Hurts said he measured success in rings, so the Eagles are already planning to run it back. So Micah Parsons has, quote, tweeted this post, tagged Myles Garrett, and said, let's stop Thanos and friends. Let's get
Let's get it going.
Let's get the recruitment going, Micah.
Man, I wanted to bring up one Cowboys thing that we didn't get to today. You know, last night or yesterday, Dak said what he said. David Hellman had a great post about it. Like, man, I like this, but it'd be awesome if Dak used his platform to put pressure on the Joneses to like, hey, go get some guys, man.
Yes, Micah will do that.
Brad Sham fired at him.
I saw that.
Brad was like, so when are you going to be openly critical of your bosses on TV?
Yeah.
And David replied, like, you don't even have to be critical. And he pointed to what Joe Burrow did. Yeah. Joe Burrow, you know, lauding the way that the Eagles manage their salary cap and finding ways to get players. Amen. And he's like, let's do the same thing, Cincinnati. You know, and I do think that Jerry has said time and time again, I'm not going to let players decide where we go with front office thing. But you have to try to have your influence. And I don't think anybody should be afraid of telling your boss what to do. You know, if you're in a pro sports situation, that's we need ridiculous. You to be a leader. You know, we need you to... and the legends to continue to put pressure on the Jones family or nothing will ever change.
Well, and if you're Dak, you're on contract number 3. You've got your guaranteed money. You don't have anything to lose. Go ahead and swing your stick, man. Absolutely.
They're not going to let you go. They can't for a couple of years.
Can't. Yeah. Contractually, it would screw them up even more if they did.
And they fall head over heels in love with anything resembling a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Yeah.
You got it.
Because they got a big fear of not having one.
Yeah.
And I understand why, Brian. Congratulations.
Yeah, I tried really, Zach. I swear to God, I tried.
I know. You were fighting for some good players.
I was trying
my
best. They
didn't
listen to you. They hated me.
It wasn't your fault.
No.
I mean, some of it was.
No,
not all of it.
I'm part of that.
I don't blame you for the quarterbacks.
I wear that.
I know you did love Quincy, though, and Quincy had a hell of a year.
I wear that.
Bruce Bochy has been named as the recipient of the 2025 Roland Herrmann Award by the Society of American Baseball Research. He will be honored at the 53rd Annual National Convention, which takes place in the Metroplex in June of this year. So congratulations to Bruce Bochy for another award. And then within the division, we got some Halo news as it looks like Anthony Rendon is going to be Dunsky as
More time.
He's going to have hip surgery. And he's going to be out, quote, long term. And Evan Grant reminded all of us the Rangers did pursue Anthony Rendon back in free agency. They didn't get him. And that might be one of the most fortuitous moves or non-moves in club history. And I absolutely agree because that guy doesn't, I mean, he's been open about it. He doesn't like baseball.
Yeah.
So as soon as he got paid, it's crazy because he was so good for the Nationals, winning that World Series with Juan Soto and Strasburg and company, and then he ends up just stinking once he gets to Anaheim, which I'm cool with because screw the Angels, but man, this has been bad. The Angels did sign closer Kenley Jansen,
So there's another guy that's off the market. He's going to return for his 16th major league season. So he will be with the Angels, 37 years old. He's now the fourth all-time in career saves with 447. Could get to third place this year. He's only 31 saves away from Lee Smith. I don't think he will ever be able to catch Mariano Rivera, though, who's at 652 at the top of that leaderboard.
Lee Smith is damn good.
Lee Smith, man. Yeah. Trevor Hoffman, by the way, is number two at 601. What a career he ended up having.
Hell's bells.
Hell's bells. All right, let's get to theme nights. I think we all love a good theme night when it comes to the ballpark, and maybe we'll get to be there for some of these.
Okay, what's the one that we really want to? We want to get that jersey.
It was the Jake.
Is there
burger.
A Whataburger?
It's the Whataburger burger jersey. Whataburger night.
Yeah,
that's the one we want.
We need to figure that one out.
I think it's April 29th is the Whataburger
night.
Is it a Friday, Brian? I don't have the calendar in front of me, man. You're asking a lot of damn questions
here. It's late in the day.
A lot of questions.
Late in the day, sorry.
But we can get a calendar.
Wait, whoa, whoa. April 29th?
April 29th. We're drafting our balls off. All right. April 29th is a Tuesday.
Okay, maybe it's after we're drafting our balls off.
Maybe it's after the balls are drafted.
Yeah.
No way. Is the draft in May? Is it May 1st this year?
No.
Is May 1st night one of the draft?
No, it's
24th, 25th, 26th.
Yeah. Okay, so it's the week before.
Let's draft and then go to this thing.
All right, let's draft, and then we're going to be really happy with Ashton Gentry, party with the burgers.
Those jerseys of the theme nights that they have are super cool.
Those are kick-ass, man. Yeah, they really are.
Everybody walks by with one, I'm like, damn, how do I get
one
of those?
Can we get some of those?
Yeah. I know what you're going to want. The Glizzy night, okay, April 30th.
Yeah.
They've got a cool Glizzy hat that they're promoting as well. Yeah. That thing is sick.
So somebody owes a trademark to Glizzy.
Must, right?
They must.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's money. Money right there. But the Glizzy night,
Pat
April 30th.
Riley's probably got that one, too.
Yeah.
He probably
What's
does.
A Glizzy hat look like?
Man, they posted a picture of it. It just says Glizzy on it in like a cool font. And I think the hat was blue. I can find it for you.
Is it the Ranger?
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
It looked
pretty
blue?
Cool.
Pretty good looking hat.
It's like the most badass hat you've ever seen, but I liked it. I mean, it's going to be a free hat. Star Wars night, May 4th.
Keggies for that all night.
Harry Potter night, May 18th.
Who?
Shut up, Brian.
A garden full of holes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. All Elite Wrestling night, July 2nd.
What?
Yep. AEW.
Oh,
all
wow.
Elite Wrestling, July 2nd.
Is that our guy in Jacksonville? The owner of Jacksonville?
Is he AEW? He might be. We need to ask the KMC Masterpiece.
I'm sorry.
Soon to be just the K and C.
Is that Sasha Banks? Oh, my God.
Oh, Sasha Banks in that?
Ooh, I don't know, man. I don't know where she's at.
Yeah,
I know she's on my timeline.
She's kicking ass and taking names.
Okay.
She's coming back from injury.
Is she?
Yeah, I think she was.
I honestly don't follow, but attractive.
There's multiple true brand nights here. They're giving away their hats.
Oh, we got some hats. We got Pokemon Go night, September 7th, Stranger Things night, and there's a Barbie night, July 18th. Barbie will be making an appearance.
Oh, please.
You're not into that one?
No.
Your girls never got into Barbies?
I mean, I think going to the Ranger games are a family type of deal, so I'm sure a number of fans will like that,
I guess. Bring the kiddos.
They weren't into big Barbies. No, they both had runs with full-size baby dolls that you could take baths with and change the diapers and stuff, but never really big into the Barbies.
Dawson got in trouble building the Barbie playhouse thing. That's probably why.
I did a nice job on that, actually.
Did you fix the slide where it was okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I knock it out of the park these days. You know, becoming a dad and having to put this stuff together has given me tons of confidence in building.
Dude, bless you, because honestly, anytime it comes to ordering something, I'm petrified. I'm going to have to put this together, and I'm not going to know what the hell I'm doing.
There's a lot of anxiety, but I'd say by the time she's 5 or 6 years old, you're going to be like, I got this.
Oh.
And the IKEA furniture, you're going to laugh at it. That's no problem.
Yeah.
Bang that thing out.
Because we were looking at ordering her a slide, she's got her birthday coming up.
Wing nuts. Those are going to have about 3 of those left over.
I just know I'm going to screw this up, and I'm going to be embarrassed.
She's gonna fall through.
I'm gonna
slide.
Be getting scolded, and meanwhile internally, like, I'm mother effing myself, like, dude, why can't you figure this out? I'm gonna have to call somebody for help. It's just gonna be a bad situation. But
looks like there's an FC Dallas night, August 11th.
FC Dallas. Now, some of the promotional giveaways, we got a Peagle bobblehead presented by Golden Chick on April 4th. They got a cross body bag on April 17th.
What's
not
that
really
for
sure what that is. Josh Young World Series ring, April 29th. So the same night as the Whataburger night.
Is that a Karate Kid night? Get
a body bag? Cross body bag, bro.
I don't know what cross body bag
giving
is.
Giving out body bags.
It sounded kind of weird as soon as I said
big, like, black Zip it back.
Oh, okay, okay, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, little man satchels.
Like a duffel bag.
Is that a Christopher Robin bag.
Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
This thing's badass. A City Connect button-down hoodie jersey will be available May 2nd, and then a powder blue short sleeve dry fit hoodie on May 4th.
Okay.
You can also get a Wyatt Langford bobblehead when he hit for the cycle on May 12th.
Our nights are good.
And then how about this Bruce Bochy Toyota World Series parade bobblehead on the 27th, and then an Adrian Beltre statue replica.
So wait a minute.
On August 23rd.
Bruce is in the back of like a truck?
Yeah.
Like they did at the parade.
It's just like the parade.
No! That's awesome.
It's a big white truck, and on the top, it's got his name on it, just there like they go. Did the parades, and he's just sitting in the back of it hanging
out. I want to see Boch get his shine and everything, but it's not time to do any more World Series memorabilia for a while. Like maybe at the 10-year anniversary, you can roll this stuff back out.
I'll tell you what,
but it reeks of he's feasting on the carcass of their success. You got to go make new success now, Ray.
We got two World Series things. We got the Josh Young replica, and then now
those rings were really nice. We got them.
The rings were great. They brought them over to us.
Man, those were nice.
As you're making your victory lap and you're reigning World Series champs, you crank that stuff out all day long.
But you don't do it now?
I don't think so.
Okay, five spring training storylines, courtesy of Evan Grant of the Morning News. Can Texas get its World Series groove back, right?
Please.
How do they get their groove back? After a winter of celebration and recovery, all that was left was the burden of trying to repeat. This year, there are key new faces in Jake Berger and the edgy Jock Peterson.
There we go.
There are issues aplenty to attack as a team for individuals. There's the narrative that this was a fluke. It was a fluke World Series. Can they dispel that? But there's all the ingredients to make camp feel more purposeful, and those are the conditions under which it's easier for a team to galvanize more quickly. So we're hungry. We got new faces. Last year was a disappointment. Guys, let's rally the troops. Let's go. Excuse me.
What the hell?
I think this is realistic. Yeah.
Gosh. Lost myself.
We're not reaching as homers for this one right now.
No.
Yeah, we are.
A lot of reasons. Keep DeGrom healthy. Have the bats bounce back. You're going to be legendary.
And even if we were reaching for homers, I got my homer cape on. All right. I'm caping for these World Series champion Texas Rangers.
Looks good on you.
Thank you. Who closes? I think that's a big question mark because now Brian's got me all nervous. We're going to blow some games here because we don't have a closer. And now we're going to look up in the standings and the Mariners are going to beat us.
Now, CY is not going to let that happen. He will figure that out.
No, he's not.
He's not going to let that happen.
No, he's not. Who plays center field? Is it Evan Carter? Is it Leody Taveras? Does it end up being Wyatt Langford? We'll get a little competition. Do they trade Leody Taveras? What do they do with Ezekiel Duran? There are so many question marks as to what could happen there in the outfield.
It always is. Why center field every year a question mark?
Well, it's a tough position.
We talk about it every single year.
Well, it's been Leody, but the problem is Leody's been inconsistent, and he never really just grabbed the bull by the horns
that
and said,
"I'm won a World Series,
your center fielder forever."
That man has won a World Series. We saw him. He caught a ball against the Orioles right in front of us.
Yep. You want me on that wall. Well, you need me on that wall. And Leody did that, but I do think he's going to get traded.
Yeah.
Who hits leadoff? Big question mark there. Is it still Marcus Semien? If it's not Marcus Semien, then who is it? We discussed that earlier. Could it be Evan Carter? I think I would love that because it means Evan Carter is healthy and full count Carter. I'm all about that. And then who ends up happening with super utility guy? Josh Smith, or what does end up happening?
We need Josh Smith to play just as great as he did last year.
Yeah, and he's a perfect guy to slide in. You feel like, hey, we got an all-star
play
here. Something happens and there's an injury, you've got Josh Smith, but how many games does he end up playing?
Yep.
And what does super utility guy even mean? We're going to find out when we get to surprise.
Well, I think the Rangers have one of the few teams that could go head-to-head with the Dodgers if they make it to the World Series. So it's unfortunate that we have to talk about all these what-ifs and all these players bouncing back, but on paper, they're as good as anybody not named Los Angeles, Wolchuk. Mm-hmm. So I think you can be crotch first going into this season.
I am. I'm real crotch first.
Well, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
There it is, a proper Rangers segment for you here on your home of the Rangers. Pitchers and catchers today, we got to be like 43 days or something from opening day at this point. We will be in surprise first week of March covering spring training and, you know, taking in all the NFL breaking news. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year when we're out there. We're doing the show at the Surprise Stadium press box. The NFL news is coming in while we're watching the Rangers.
Baseball. Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Food reviews.
Okay, when we come back, it's time to cross with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Wednesday night, and we're back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Oh, thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for The Fan After Dark, featuring our current G-Bag of the Day champion, Fred Davis and Blake Elliott.
How about that?
Evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Valentine's Day, 2 days away. Are any of you boys, are y'all nervous? Did you do the deed? Did you get all the good stuff for your ladies? I know I'm nervous. I'm just hoping that I got all the right stuff. So.
I don't care. I'm married now.
Okay. All right.
That's right. I guess I'm flying out of town Friday morning.
Oh, wow.
Day
wow.
of Valentine's Day. So I got to go big tomorrow. Do I go big tomorrow night? How do I pivot
you
here?
You just say I got a weekend with the kids, honey.
Yeah.
What do you want me to
just
do?
Just tell her you got her new dryer washer. Wait, what's the thing you got?
Send some Tiff's treats and you're good to go.
She's going with you?
She like Tiff's?
No, she's not. No. Oh. It's a weekend trip and it was going to be like $400 a flight, so okay. I couldn't justify it. Yeah. But now that I look back on it, it's probably foolish. Yeah. I was wondering why she was telling me, no, it's nothing. Trust me.
Ooh. But you've been with this. You've been with your That's wife for your 15 Valentine's years, gift. Haven't you?
Yeah, 15
you
years.
You haven't picked up on these context clues yet? I'm kind of surprised by that. You of all people should know better.
So sometimes I think my radar is broken on this.
It happens.
You know?
It happens to the best of us.
I got
some more than others.
Madness. Well, congrats for being G-Bag of the Day.
I think it's your first time. What an honor. It is my first honor. I'm excited about it. Like I said, I was listening to the show this afternoon, and you know, Lucius just kind of threw it out of nowhere. I kind of forgot saying that. I want to say, was it yesterday or the day before we did it?
I honestly still have not heard the clip. I think Lucius has got it for us. I didn't get a chance to hear it. So I want to hear it, and then I'll be able to judge better.
Yeah, you said this yesterday, shooting back at somebody on the fan text, making fun of those guys.
That's right.
There we go.
From the 214, who said AD is out for the season? Pump the brakes, fellas. Calm down. A lot of basketball left.
I didn't know who it was when I first heard it. I said, I'll be damned. Wait a minute. I had to turn around. I said, that's Fred.
From the 214, who said AD is out for the season? Pump the brakes, fellas. Calm down. A lot of basketball left.
Sounds like Casey Kasem.
It is very Kasem.
Sounds like you're trying to do Chiafalo and Wolchuk at the same time.
Yeah, we were getting so tired of people. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing how many people have suddenly just jumped on the, you know, maybe Luka wasn't worth it after all. So, you know, look, we love listeners. We love texters. And we love the interaction because without them, we wouldn't do what we do. But
especially the fatties.
The fatties. I mean, look, you guys were all, you know, nighttime radio people, veterans at some form or fashion. And so you get a different clientele, you get a different, you know, style of listener. And so sometimes, you know, I had a therapist tell me one time, okay, think about this.
You sure you want to do this?
Oh,
you sure you want to do this?
Come on, Fred.
We're already
knee deep in it. If it's like family, okay? But the therapist told me, look, if we treated strangers like we treated family, we'd all be in jail. Okay, so that's kind of the love-hate we have with our listeners.
That's right, bro.
Huh?
I like that. I'm going to use that one. Hey, if you treated anybody else like you treat me, you'd be in jail right now.
That's absolutely right.
Get up.
Telling you.
Three strikes, you're out.
That's it. It's the one.
Yeah, the evening listeners, I don't know how I would describe them, but they're definitely younger. They're more lonely.
Yes.
They're more intoxicated. they're less functioning.
A lot of truck drivers.
A lot of truck drivers. Delivery drivers.
Yep.
Uber, Lyft. I mean,
that's the top of the food chain right there.
Yeah. A lot of side chicks. Because, you know, we like to think that we're the unofficial show of side chicks everywhere. So
I see. I'm a person that's very aware. And
are you?
When we're talking.
What?
Well.
When we're talking, I like to know.
One day?
I like to know what our listeners are currently doing. And they'll be like, hey, I'm in the car. And so one person was an Uber driver.
Yes.
And they said like, hey, the people in the back are talking about y'all. I put them on to y'all. Now they're out of my car. And it's just weird how you get in people's
lives. We got them a $35 tip.
Got them a $35 tip. We get in people's lives for these quick moments while they're in the car. May never hear us again. May become a fatty.
Yeah.
But it's just fun. You get to
touch
people's
lives. Well,
you like
to ask some really morbid stuff, too, though.
I don't ask morbid stuff.
What happens if we're the last ones they ever hear? What do you think about that?
What does happen?
That's somebody's
coming up next.
That's a fair question, yeah.
Coming up next. That's somebody's, like it or leave it.
That's somebody's reality. They're going to hear my take and then not be on this earth anymore.
And
that's
why you're a fat. Maybe they'll explode. We've discussed that.
Is there other ways to go deaf without an explosion? There's a clear answer. Fred thinks the only way you can go deaf, like post if you weren't born with it, is an explosion. I think there's other ways that it can happen.
I don't think that's the only way, but that was like the sudden one that I thought of.
I think there's other sudden
ones. Based off
the... it only.
A gunshot, you can go deaf by a gunshot.
Yeah, momentarily. I mean, you're going to get your hearing back.
Firecrackers?
Firecrackers?
If I shoot you in your eardrum, you probably won't
well,
be
yeah, I mean, how about playing in a band?
Like, I mean, that's probably the least. I mean, listening, I mean, I would think life would be the number one concern yeah. if you shot me in the eardrum.
Yeah. Some sort of ear trauma, a pencil in there, a bullet, you know, one of those.
Q-tip.
What makes tendonitis happen? Isn't it?
Repetitive stress.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Isn't that thing in the ear called tendonitis?
Tendonitis.
Oh.
Tendonitis.
There we go.
That's where you hear like a tone yeah. constantly, right?
Thank you.
Well, what you. That's the worst.
What do y'all put in y'all's ears to clean it? Do y'all also use the
Q-tip?
A Q-tip?
We all know those are terrible for us, right? Wash. They feel great, but they're terrible for us.
Oh, they feel so good.
They feel amazing. Top three feelings ever. But you're not supposed to use it. It pushes it back. It pushes it in further.
That's why you use wash. Yeah.
What do you mean wash? What does that mean?
There's like a, you can use a device and squirt water and stuff in there.
Water in
solution
your...
in there.
How much is this? Is this Walmart? Is this, I got to go to an orthodontist
on Amazon?
Let me take care of you, Blake. Let me take,
Buy, hey, get one for your girl for Valentine's Day. Okay? Then you guys can both use it. Two for one.
I don't know how much she is into ear cleaning.
Well, maybe she needs to be.
I don't know.
Maybe Friday's the day.
She's packing it in so she has to listen to you.
So much ear wax. Okay. So this is something you can just buy on Amazon. It's called Wash.
I'll take care of you, bro. I'll take care of you.
Just Google Wash, and I'm sure it'll show up.
Yeah. If you go to the doctor, they have like a hell of a water pick.
They do, man. Jim Mauer, the Cowboys, used to do it for me. They had a machine. 1,000%.
It's the best.
Because I've never done it, so how much gunk do you think's in there?
Oh,
with you, a lot. You have got a lot. There's no question. You got a lot.
When's the last time you cleaned your ears?
Like with the thing?
Just anything.
Q-tip? Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I clean it with a Q-tip 2-3 times a week.
Oh, okay.
That's fair. Right.
But I don't think that does anything. I think that makes the problem worse. That's what I'm saying. I've heard it's terrible for your body.
It's cosmetic. It only gets the little tips out, you know?
It just pushes the rest in there.
Wash.
That's fair.
And it irritates your eardrum.
Speaking of making the problem worse, Adam Silver asked about fans yelling at him, why didn't you block the trade of Luka?
What'd he say?
Because fans are like, David Stern did it. Why didn't you
exactly.
do it?
Exactly.
Says there's always some confusion there. David never vetoed a trade when he was the acting when he was the acting owner of New Orleans and the commissioner at the time. He actually turned down a trade that was proposed to him by the GM of the team. So he was acting owner, not acting commissioner at the time that he vetoed that Chris Paul trade.
Oh, is that when New Orleans was in?
Yeah,
limbo?
When they tried to trade. Well, they tried to trade Chris Paul to the Lakers.
Yeah,
and wasn't Paul Gasol going to go to the Rockets as part of that deal?
I was like 12 when this came.
That was a long time ago. I forgot that detail until I just read it from Adam Silver.
Was the league owning the Hornets
for a while.
Yeah, they had to take over the Hornets for a while. Yeah.
Mavs are allowing people to wear shirts and hold signs in protest tonight. Could this be a turning point? Are we getting some closure here this evening?
No closure, but you have to let the fans let out their anger. I don't think anything's getting better, and I think things are going to continue to get worse when you figure out about how these injuries are with Daniel Gafford, AD. I don't think things are going to get better. Unless, God forbid, if Luka was hurt or not able to play, then
you'd
be like,
Blake.
Well, I don't want him to be hurt. But if that news came out, you'd be like, okay, Nico knew something. His knee wasn't able to hold up.
Yeah.
If Luka keeps balling out and players keep dropping for the Mavs, it's only going to get worse. The basketball gods have spoken.
I think this is just their way of trying to counter the Anthony Davis news. I mean, look, Anthony Davis is going to be gone for the rest of the season. All right? So
thrown that out there with certainty.
I mean, I'm telling you right now. Look, today was, indications
Dawson
are
Dawson told me he's back in 18 games.
He dodged surgery.
Yeah.
He dodged surgery. So
for now.
4 to 6 weeks.
Because he's going to rehab.
I hope so. I'm still holding out hope. Maybe I'm naive.
I mean, look, I would love to
Nobody
say,
wants to fight you, Fred,
hey,
by the way.
I don't know where that came from. But I would love to say that, look, AD comes back. Great. We'll see him in a couple weeks. What about this front office in the last 2 weeks gives you any kind of credence and or, you know.
Before the trade, they gave us a lot of hope.
But this is Davis. He's good at coming back from injuries. He does it all the time. It's not the front office.
Yeah, but a core injury is a core injury.
Yeah, you're right.
You know? Yeah. I mean, that's everything you do.
Stop making sense.
You were right. It was Pau Gasol going to the Rockets, and Lamar Odom, Luis Scola, Kevin Martin, and Goran Dragic, plus a first, going to the Hornets, and Chris Paul going to the Lakers.
Yeah. Lamar Odom,
Shin was the owner of the New Orleans Hornets at the time.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander over there in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Five flawless once again. Thanks to Woolchuck and thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video and Brian Broaddus. Fan After Dark is coming up next with Fred and Blake. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Addies.